Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Here in the UK, it is Maundy Thursday. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 27, and we're reading verses 24 to 26.
When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Our focus is on verse 24. He took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. Pilate's gesture has become synonymous with shirking responsibility. Did Pilate really think that washing his hands publicly would absolve him from responsibility for his actions? Yet in so many situations when things go wrong, we also look for excuses rather than accept responsibility. It was first done in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve and has become our default response. We're all given to washing our hands, so to speak, when we mess things up. But deep down we know it's not our hands that need to be washed, but our hearts. This is not just when we first come to Christ for salvation, our justification, but the day-by-day work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, our sanctification. Running out of excuses is not a problem if we continually let Christ be Lord of our lives, because excuses won't be needed. A clean heart will produce clean hands, that is, right actions, so that we can enjoy a right relationship with our Father God. A prayer. Heavenly Father, please forgive us when we, like Pilate, try and shift the blame or not accept our responsibilities before you. Thank you for your forgiveness and for the Holy Spirit who helps us to do what is right, irrespective of the consequences. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.